Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in on this gorgeous Saturday morning. We're here with Dr. Lee Allison, state geologist and director for the Arizona Geological Survey, talking about the earthquake swarms that we've heard so much about recently up in the northwest corner of the state, as well as earthquake swarm down by the little town of Duncan, kind of in the southeast portion of the state. And my curious nature just really sparked up. Like, could these have always been occurring? How long have we had the monitoring devices buried throughout Arizona? And is 18 enough?
You know, that's a good point. We've only had statewide coverage now for less than 10 years. And so as instruments have been added across the state, we see more and more earthquakes being discovered. And so it's a combination of us having, we have our stations positioned so that we think we can detect every magnitude 3 or larger earthquake anywhere that they occur in Arizona. And we think we're getting almost all of the magnitude 2.5s. But most of the events up in northwest and the ones down in the southeast part of the state are all smaller than that. So if we didn't have stations nearby, we wouldn't have detected them. So we expect there's been previous swarms like this, and we just never knew it. And there may be other swarms like this going on in some parts of the state where we just don't have the coverage. So that's why this is fascinating to us. We're learning a lot from this, and we expect over the next several months that as we dissect this, we're going to learn a lot of things that may be unexpected.
So, Dr. Allison, because it's new, do y'all look over at California and kind of see what, you know, you said they have 3,000 of these. How long have they had those buried? And do they have swarms like this? You just kind of compare?
Yeah, the swarms, we see swarms happen all over the world in different seismic environments. The ones I'm more familiar with that look like this have been up in Utah. But California stations, they've been adding them continuously for ever since modern seismic equipment was developed. So they just keep adding more and more over time. So the small number of states stations we have are helping us learn things. Utah's added stations. Nevada's added stations. And so we're working together, helping to link regionally. And so even though we have 8 modern stations and we can link into a few more of the national network, we're also able to tap into expanded programs in Nevada and in Utah.
Will we be adding more?
Or is that enough? At this point, no. We don't get any state or federal funding to run the seismic network. We were able to put this together because there was a research experiment that was moving across the western U.S. a decade ago, and they had something like 59 stations set up in Arizona, but for 2 years only. And then they moved them over to New Mexico and headed east. We were able to get one-time grant funds and bought 8 of the stations and have kept them here. But we have to cobble together money from kind of the profit off of other projects to subsidize the running of this. So we don't have any additional funds to expand the network beyond what it is today.
And all of this quake activity, are the plates expanding? Do I understand that correctly? So
yeah,
if we're expanding here, like, are the plates shrinking on the other side of the globe, or is the whole Earth expanding globally?
Oh boy, okay, that's a good one. the Basin Range Province, as I mentioned, runs from it's the southern southwestern part of Arizona. It goes across, cuts into Utah in half, and it goes across all the way to Reno on the west side. And Reno is today 75 miles further away from Salt Lake City than it was about 15 million years ago. So this, the Basin
how
Range
many?
Part.
It slid how far?
75 miles. So the crust has extended. And so what's happening here is the San Andreas is part of a very complex system here. And it's related to these plate motions, and so that western part of the U.S. is still stretching the crust, and it's actively going on today. So, and we're pulling it apart, and it's breaking the crust, and so all of those faults that we see out in that region a result of stretching and thinning the crust. And they call it basin and range because as you pull it apart, the rocks break and the ranges pop up and the valleys, the basins drop down. And so all across southern Arizona and across most of Nevada and western Utah, that's the geologic evidence of what's happening. So these are active faults. And so that part of the crust is extending and thinning. But there's other parts where the crust is being consumed. So the Earth is not expanding. If you remember a few years ago, that giant earthquake in Japan that caused the tsunami
sure,
and all that
yeah.
damage, that's where the Pacific plate is diving under that part of Asia. So it's going underneath Japan. So it's consuming it. So we're creating crust in the Atlantic. North America is moving west. The western part of North America is stretching. And when you get out into the Pacific, it's being consumed and it's dropping down. So you have this big cycle where the crust is being, new crust is being created at a spreading center. And then halfway across the world, it's being consumed at a subduction zone. And we're sitting in between those things. And so we have a very dynamic, geologically active province that we live in.
Absolutely fascinating. Now, Arizona isn't strictly within this ring of fire zone, as I understand it. Like, we're on the outside shoulder of that, right?
Yeah. The ring of fire really kind of follows up along the San Andreas Fault. So the basin and range is generally not considered kind of a core
okay.
part of the ring of fire. But as you said, we are the shoulder of it. We are adjacent to it.
Well, listen, when we get back, we're going to break for bottom of the hour news real quick. But when we get back, I want to talk about this new map y'all have created about the landslides. I hike the McDowell Mountains regularly, and I was hiking there with a geologist recently, and he informed me this is probably one of the biggest landslides in all the state of Arizona. And when you see it from those eyes with that information, you think, yeah, it is. I can get it now. More with Dr. Allison when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.